shots. Anthony Sheridan brings in the rebound after Cathrell's shot was short. That is Sheridan's sixth personal rebound for the Lakers. In the corner, Siegfried takes the three. This one's no good. Rebound brought in by Kendall Anderson. Here come the Redhawks, tied for the first time tonight, 21-21. Aiden Horn dribbles into the lane. Nothing there. Into the corner. Kyle Ruble wide open for three. This one's too much. Rebound, Pasek. Here come the green and white. Tied 21-21. They were leading by 8 points just 2 minutes ago. Mason Pasek gets the ball down into the lane, and he is hacked. This will be an on-the-floor foul, but it'll be 1-1, as that's the seventh team foul against Cass City. So Pasek will go to the free throw line, shooting 1-1. Foul will go against, I do believe, number 4, Hayden Horn. Yes, it is. That's his first. And a substitution for Cass City, Kendall Anthus sits down. And for the Lakers, Garrett Bull sits down, as does Anthony Sheridan. Hunter Kine back in. And Mason Williams for the Lakers. Mason Pasek at the free throw line, shooting 1-1. And this one's ugly off the front of the iron, but he gets his own offensive rebound. Pasek then dribbles out of the lane, and he can't hang on to it. Stolen away by Cassidy in transition. From the left, right side, Luke Stearns' layup is in for two. And now Cassidy leading for the first time tonight by two, 23-21, 3:35 left in the second quarter. Hunter Kime goes down to the baseline. Nothing there. Kicks it in the corner to Dubes. One dribble. Short corner. Jump shot. No good. Rebound. Stern. And here come Cass City.
Goodness. Look how quick he is.
But Mason Pasek blocks it off the backboard. And we're going the other way. Siegfried is fouled at midcourt. Looks like might go against Hayden Horn. Laker ball at, this will be a 1-1 now. Again, foul goes against number 11, Colin Ruble. So that is Ruble's second. Team's eighth.
Now this is Siegfried's first time at the line, and he is scoreless right now. So this is going to go ahead and give him an opportunity to get off the snide and start helping his teammates.
In a matter of 2 minutes and 58 seconds, Cass City has flipped the score by 10 points. They're trailing by 8, and now they lead by 2 as the first free throw from Siegfried's no good. Rebound, Cass City going the other way. Horn at the right wing, deeper into the corner to Stern. Skip past the opposite corner to Cathrell. Now Anthus at the free throw line to Hayden Horn for 3 from the right wing. Banks it home! Extended hours for Thumb Bank and Trust, and Hayden Horn hits the 3 off the glass. It's now a 5-point lead, 26-21. 2:45 left in the second quarter. Dubes at the top of the key. Now starts his dribble against Anthus. Dribbling to the left, 2:38 left in regular in second quarter. 26 for Cass City, 21 for Lakers. And a high pass over to Williams. Horn went into the air, and he knocked over Williams in the effort. This will be Hayden Horn's second personal. Team's ninth. So this puts Mason Williams at the free throw line, shooting 1-1. He is scoreless on the night, has not attempted a free throw. Cass City with 9 team fouls, Lakers with 8. We still have 2.5 minutes left in this first half. And Williams hits the first half of a 1-1, so he gets a bonus. Cuts the deficit down to 4 points for the Lakers.
More importantly, it stopped the bleeding.
Cass City was on a 13-0 run there. Before that, made free throw, but he can't make the second, but Siegfried bails him out with an offensive rebound. Hunter Kime to Dubes, over to Williams for 3, left wing. This one's no good. Off the glass, and rebound brought in by Horn, going the other way. And it's loose, and it's stolen by Lakers. Williams to Siegfried, left block, in for 2 points. He now has 2, 26-24. Cassidy's lead now by 2, and it goes straight out of bounds, and it'll be Laker ball.
Nobody touched it.
Went right over John Mooney's head here.
Well, that was close. Close shave.
Good thing you got that haircut, John.
My wife thanks you.
Well, that haircut probably took about 30 seconds or 40 seconds.
Quite literally.
Not much to do there. But Mason Dubes can't hang on to it. Anthus scoops it up. He goes down the court. He is fouled and won. Kendall Anthus gets the steal, dribbles down the court, puts it up, off the glass, in for 2, and he draws the foul. This will be the 9th team foul for the Lakers. Rest of the way out, double bonus for both teams. And it goes against Mason Williams. That's his second. Anthus trying to extend this back out to 5 points. 28-24 right now. Check that. 29-24 with a made free throw from Anthus. Minute 50 left in the first half. It's Cass City by 5 points. With 6:40 left in the second quarter, it was Lakers 21, Cass City 13. It's now Cass City 29, Lakers 24. 16-3 run as Siegfried's shot is blocked, and here comes Cass City's Cathrell down the lane. He is fouled in transition, and this sends Cathrell back to the free throw line shooting two. 10th team foul for Lakers. Cathrell's already 2-for-2 from the free throw line. And the foul goes against number 14, Mason Williams. That's his third. Cathrell's first free throw, ugly, off the front of the iron. Didn't even get over top of the cylinder. No good. Mason Williams sits down, replaced by Sam Gustas. Siegfried sits down as well, replaced by Anthony Sheridan. Out there for Cass City, we have number 2, Bryce Fernald, rebounding, as well as, it looks like Zach Beecher, perhaps. As the second free throw from Cathrell is good, it's now a 6-point lead.
And a largest steal.
Night, and a steal from Fernald into the corner. Anthus for three, no good. Rebound, Pasek, and we have a whistle. And this will be a foul against Cass City. So we walk the length of the court, putting Mason Pasek to the free throw line, shooting two. He missed his last free throw. He's now 1-for-2 on the night. And he has 11 points.
Falls on Sand and Cathrell. That would be first.
Double bonus for both teams. 10 fouls for both teams. 30-24. Cass City leads at the moment as the first free throw from Pasek's no good. Pasek will get a second double bonus here. He's now missed his last two free throws. 1-for-3 in the night. And he gets the second one to fall. He's now 2-for-4. 30-25. Cass City by 5. 90 seconds left in the first half. Skip pass in the left corner. Cathrell dribbling down to the left wing. Gets a screen from Anthus over to the right wing to Fernald. Fernald dribbling against Gasta. Now Dubes defending Cathrell. Back to Fernald, right wing. Resetting the offense. Dribbles back up to midcourt. Top of the key. 105 left in the second quarter. To the right wing to Stern against Gasta. Down into the corner to Fernald for three. In and out, no good. Rebound, Dubes. Here comes Lakers. 9th rebound for Lakers in this quarter. 19th in the night. Dubes at the right block. Puts it off the glass. Too strong. Pasek on the putback. No good. Rebound finally brought in by Cathrell. Goes down the lane. Anthus was fouled on the floor. They're going to say the shot does not count, but regardless, he is fouled. This will put him at the free throw line, shooting two with 43 seconds left in the second.
Ball's going against Sam Gasta.
That's his first. Cathrell at the free throw line, that's Kendall Anthus at the free throw line, shooting two. He's 1-for-1. He has 3 points of the night. An old-fashioned three-point play. This first free throw rattles around and finally sinks for his 4th point. 31-25 ties the largest lead for Cass City so far. 43 seconds left in the second quarter. Anthus trying to extend this to 7 points, and he does. 32-25. Lakers to the top of the key to Gasta. At the left wing, tries to feed into Pasek. Loose ball into Kimes' hands, short corner. Bounce passes it into the lane, and it's stolen away. And now we have a jump ball in possession arrow in favor of Lakers. Could have been a series of turnovers there, but it results in a jump ball. 32-25, Cass City by 7. Lakers inbounding with 25 seconds left in the second quarter. Feeds it to Hunter Kime for the long two. This one's no good. Rebound brought in by Cathrell. Here comes Cass City. 20 seconds left. More likely going for the last shot. Bryce Fernald dribbling. Aaron Fernald calling for the play here into Cathrell's hands against Dubes. Needs to start his dribble. 5 second counts on him. To Stern. 4 seconds left at the free throw line. He can't hang on to it, but he is bailed out with a foul as there's a little hip check by the Laker defender. And this will go against, I do believe, number